The ANZ Bank is warning that Australia's economy will shed up to 75,000 jobs over the next 3 years as the mining boom shifts gear. The bank's economists are predicting that the mining industry will remain profitable as the volume of mineral exports surges, but they say these profits will mostly be enjoyed by shareholders living overseas. Business reporter Pat McGrath explains.
ANZ Bank's economic forecasting team sees Australia's mining boom as having passed through three stages. The first stage was characterised by a surge in global commodity prices that prompted a scramble for Australia's resources. The second stage saw global investors shell out billions of dollars and hire thousands of Australians to build the infrastructure required to start digging it up. And ANZ senior economist Felicity Emmett says we're now in the third stage, where big miners are steadily increasing export volumes while at the same time sacking employees and contractors.
We think in net terms, at most 50,000 to 75,000 jobs will be lost in resources-related employment. So that encompasses not just people digging stuff out of the mines, but in it's people associated with the investment and in services associated with all the mining investment boom that we've seen over the last few years.
But the mining boom is far from over. Iron ore exports are expected to increase from 290 million tonnes 2 years ago to almost 900 million tonnes by the end of the decade. Meanwhile, liquefied natural gas exports will almost quadruple and make Australia the world's biggest LNG exporter. And even though prices for mineral commodities have been steadily falling over the past 6 months, those increases in volume will help balance things out. ANZ says that means the industry will continue to contribute 1 percentage point of Australia's growth each year for the next 3 years. However, most of the profits that the industry generates will go offshore. That's because ANZ estimates that Australia's big miners are about 80% foreign owned.
But you have to keep in mind, while 80% of the profits will go offshore, there's still a lot of people that are involved, workers that are involved, and there's also taxes, company taxes, which get paid, which we expect will grow quite solidly going forward.
Although the tax that was really designed to capitalise on this boom, the mining tax introduced by Labor, is on the chopping block, essentially. What sort of impact could that have upon government revenue from the mining boom?
I think it will grow. It should grow quite solidly. I mean, it has grown. Mining company tax makes up about 22% of overall company tax collected by the government, and I think that share will grow because mining profits are likely to grow stronger than the overall economy over the next few years.
Mining analyst Tim Buckley from the Institute of Energy Economics and Financial Analysis isn't so sure. He says BHP Billiton, Rio Tinto, Fortescue and others will contribute huge amounts of company tax because they're headquartered here. But he is less confident that multinational miners operating in Australia will do the same. He says they can use complicated global structures to lower their tax bills. And Tim Buckley believes Australians have a right to be concerned about the majority of mining profits ending up overseas.
I think it is actually a serious point. When you look at the amount of subsidies, I think the Australian Institute put out a brilliant report last week talking about subsidies to the mining industry. And here we are, the state governments are busy subsidising foreign-owned entities, and at the same time, those foreign-owned entities aren't going to be paying much in the way of corporate tax in Australia.
That's Tim Buckley from the Institute of Energy, Economics and Financial Analysis, ending that report from Pat McGrath.